Then, this is a very secret subject because we are at the feet of the whole series of masters of wisdom and of compassion who have constituted unto themselves as instructors of mankind. In their custody is what is called the secret doctrine in capital, a portion of which indeed fragmentary is in the available book, The Secret Doctrine, in its two volumes of anthropology and cosmology. If there is divine knowledge, they are divine knowers of knowledge. Who are these beings which have been mentioned in every scripture, ancient and modern, in all philosophical systems of thought that has adorned the pages of human history, termed by various names, in various eras, in various traditions, that has come down to us from life immemorial, times immemorial, ever since the lighting up of Manas 80 million years ago. No one had heard in the last century about the masters of wisdom and the secret doctrine. In the various literature we find these messengers have been poo-pooed, ridiculed, criticized, treated with scorn, contempt, as figures of straw and what not. Great figures, before whose feet we bow in reverence, for they are the creators of the cosmos, the creators of the kingdoms of nature, the creators of man. All of you are requested to study first chapter in the Ocean of Theosophy by Mr. Judge. It gives you some glimpse of the grandeur, the majesty, the holiness of these beings. Their teachings have been degraded, materialized, corrupted from time to time as the evolution of man proceeds from the spiritual plane down the ladder of materiality of increasing quality and nature. But these teachings have always been preserved in the inaccessible places of the earth, even today in Kali Yuga. Today, in this very city of Bombay and all the great cities of the world, they do exist as facts of experience by those who want their experience, by those whose hearts are open to them, not the mind. The intellect cannot analyze the depth of consciousness from which springs these divine beings. Don't try to reach up to them by intellectual analysis, but by heart perception. See, the first quotation is there. The great body of teachers exists even today in our present Kali Yuga, called by different names in different eras in all the religious scriptures and philosophies, constituting the great chain of gurus, the Guru Parampara, the great white lodge and elder fraternity of adepts, collectively called the Dhyan Chogha. The whole of the cosmos, the universe, is governed, guided and controlled from within outwards by endless series of hierarchies of the five intelligent divine beings in the cosmos who have constituted themselves as the saviors and the rulers of humanity. They take part in the governance of the natural order of things in nature. They take part in every department of nature. They are the perfected beings in all the departments, the physical, the astral, intellectual, emotional, spiritual. In all these departments, they have perfected themselves on planes of beings and all states of matter and become perfected beings. We call them the masters of wisdom. They are called the elder brothers. They are the instructors of the human race. They keep the cycle of evolution going. They are the torch bearers of the torch of truth across ages. They are called by different names: angels, archangels, masters of wisdom, men of compassion, adepts. Skilled in particular.